It's another episode of Work in Process. I'm your host, the only host that matters. No, I'm messing with you.
Okay.
But I have co-host.
I quit. I'm done with this podcast. It's not given. We're supposed to be gay. I get disrespected every single time I do a daggone episode. The only host that matters. Do it by yourself, then. Do it by yourself. That's Don't ask right. me to be on here.
That's okay. He's just mad because I had the intro. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen and non-binary people, it's been an interesting week, you know. There's a lot going on. The Little Nas X has arrived. That's all I got to say. If Montero hadn't came out already and showed us how he is, this has happened. And, you know, it's for the best. I don't think it was that shocking of a video. I don't really think it's that crazy. And there's a lot of other stuff. I missed out on getting early tickets to Suicide Squad. They emailed me, did not get them. Wish I had paid attention to my inbox yesterday because I'd be seeing that Thursday.
Right, it's gonna be on HBO Max.
That's true.
It's not like you missed it out.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I'm acting like I'm not gonna go see it in theaters too, though. But
I'm gonna go see it myself actually in theaters. Like, yeah, I want like the full experience.
It's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, there's no bad reviews on there for it. So that's what's up. So that was going on. Oh, I saw Snake Eyes last week. That was really cool.
What was cool about it?
It's a good movie. It reminds me of like an 09 action movie. But like better, like the action sequences are pretty good. There's sometimes they get a little cheesy. The story was all right, but it was a good kids movie. Like, it's a good movie to where you could go as an adult and watch it, and you're gonna be like, all right, this is not bad. It's pretty good. And if you're a kid, you're gonna be like, bro, this is amazing. And there's no crazy like people die in the movie, but it's not like ninja assassin type deal. And I think if it came out first, there probably would be more G.I. Joe movies if this movie had come out back in the day, because it was pretty solid. Even though it has a 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, I think it's pretty good, Christian.
I don't know. I would have to look at it. I mean, to me, it was kind of random because, like, I haven't seen a G.I. Joe movie in, like, how many years? And, you know, they just randomly have the backstory of Snake Eyes. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Who asked for this?
I think it's good, though. From? Yeah. I think it's good because they're trying to reboot it. Because, like, G.I. Joe, like, it sold so many toys. It's, like, one of the biggest toy and comic franchises. It's one of them of all time.
Reboot stuff. Like, I feel as though this is the problem with a lot of the media today. Everybody's trying to reboot things. Everybody's trying to bring it back. Give us new stories. Leave it alone. Leave it in the past. Like, we don't need.
What about Transformers? Stuff. Transformers is solid. You can always keep rebooting Transformers.
Okay, those first maybe 2-3 movies of the most recent Transformers live action, those were, you know, decent. But then they started like doing all this other stuff.
What about Bumblebee?
I don't care about Bumblebee.
Did you watch it?
Yes, and I was bored. I was
what? Oh, come on, bro. I was bored. That's the best one.
I did not enjoy that.
You ever watch the cartoons?
Huh?
It's like the cartoons. It's literally like it's like the 80s, but that's like the mecha. Like, it's solid. It's solid. I don't know. You said for me. Well, I mean, they've sold so many toys. There's like, I think it's probably the 10th generation of Transformers. Like, it's a solid.
But my thing is, I just don't understand why they have to reboot everything. Like, give us new stuff. Like, even with Gossip Girl, like, I don't have anything against the reboot, but why y'all had to do a reboot? Y'all can't just give us a whole new show without the title Gossip Girl. But, I mean, like, it's just give us new stories, give us something different. Like, I just get tired of these reboots. Like, oh, we rebooted Transformers, we rebooting this old movie or this old show.
I like it because everything we like is a reboot. If you think about it, they're all the stories have similar themes, all of them follow the hero's journey structure. I just think some stuff like Dune, for example, like, are you gonna watch Dune with Zendaya?
No,
you're not. Wow, okay, thanks.
I just don't have any interest. Like, I love my baby, but I just really don't have any interest in that movie.
Like, that's one of the greatest like sci-fi stories of all time. Like, it's literally inspiration for a lot of other stuff. I'm gonna watch it, even though it's a reboot. Okay. But like, it's pretty good. I don't know. I don't really complain about stuff. I just see stuff as like how it is. Like, nobody ever complains about like sneakers coming back. Yeah, but I mean, like, God, that's because like I watch, it's getting better now. It's getting better now. The only reason I didn't like Gossip Girl is because I think the subject matter was stupid versus like the fact that it was rebooted. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was why I don't like Gossip Girl as much. Like, I've seen,
but it was kind of like the same subject matter in the first series.
I never watched that one either. Well, I thought that was dumb.
Okay, Levi. All right.
I started watching this one because it was on HBO Max. That's the truth. And this year, I'll be honest, like, I love HBO, but they kind of messed up this summer. Like, they've had the movies, so I'm not going to complain about that. They've had the movies. There's that show Made for Love, which is pretty good. But, mm-hmm. like, there's no Lovecraft Country this year. Like,
they pissed me off when they said they're not bringing it back for season two.
Yeah, ooh. But that lady got the bag. Misha Taylor Green, she got the bag. She signed with Apple. I think they're going to give her, like, $100 million or something like that.
If they do Lovecraft Country on Apple TV, I will buy it.
They're not, bro, because they don't have the rights.
If she do something else, I'm just going to get Apple Plus and Apple TV and watch her. So, because she's amazing. Like, the storytelling, the characters, the world building, all that, it was amazing. So anything that she has moving forward, I'm watching.
Apple TV, I think Ted Lasso was the best show on there. Like, I saw Dickinson. It's okay. I didn't watch any of the other stuff because, like, they just didn't seem interested to. Like, the morning show, I'm not a big Jennifer, Aniston fan. Like, she's cool, but, like, I'm just not into all that. So, I don't know. It's coming back. It did well. But Ted Lasso is probably the best thing on there. If it was money-wise, you know, HBO Max is still the most expensive streaming option. Like, regular streaming, not like live TV streaming, because that's a whole other ball game. I was looking at something where they broke it down, and like, I think Hulu can get to be one of the cheap. Oh, Paramount TV is one of the cheaper options, which is crazy because it has so much content. It's like
Paramount TV.
I think it was around like $5.99.
Oh, that's Hulu. That's Hulu.
Or $4.99. Like, it was low. It was low. I was just like, wow, that's pretty cool. But let's be real, everything's going to switch to streaming. I just think I don't think it's going to be as fragmented as it used to be. It's going to have to consolidate. There's probably going to be like miniature streaming networks within a network type deal. Mm. Like, I feel like that's going to happen again because, you know, CNN is starting their own streaming network now.
Oh, God. So. How much more streaming stuff we gonna have? Like, we got Peacock, we got Tubi TV. You know they got a Redbox TV.
Yeah, they do. Oh, but Tubi's free TV. It's like like Crackle. It's free. So like, the free TV stuff's like, look at Roku TV. Roku TV has a lot of stuff. Now Roku, honestly, I feel like Roku needs to buy a TV network or somebody because they have. Roku's the most underrated like player in the space. They literally sell the most streaming sticks out of everybody.
Mm-hmm. I got a Roku myself. I'll be using that book.
It's like mm-hmm.
You had mentioned earlier about the I know this is kind of like left field or whatever.
Talk about this. It's not left field, ladies.
I'm curious because it's been a hot topic this past weekend, I want to say, with the Lil Nas Industry Baby video. And I wanted to know, like, what's your opinion on that?
Hold on one second, Christian. Hold on. My Mac's about to die. Second. This is why we get the magic of editing. All right. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You can hear me now. Cool. I don't think it's that big a deal. I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think it's that crazy of a thing. Like, maybe I'm an enlightened person, but I don't really think like I'm the most like enlightened person out there. But it's literally just like, if you substitute thinking about it as possibly gay men, and you think of it as women dancing, it's the same effect. He's a pop star. That's it. He's just a pop star. He happened to put it in prison because it's kind of like a joke on like how people are, where they try to put you in a box if you're like a certain, like, I guess you have a sexual preference or like, I don't know. I don't think it's as crazy as what people make it out to be. I think I'm glad that he gets to do whatever he wants to do, but I feel like people have been doing the whole like I'm in prison type deal. I just think it's now that he's got like possibly gay lovers, and that there's a lot of like dancing. There's a lot of, they seem kind of like feminine presenting men in there, but you know, more power to them. Like the world, I don't know, the world's changing. Like I feel like if you're not changing, like you're kind of a dinosaur. Like you kind of have to figure out, I feel like, just to be a person in general, right? Like there's some stuff that like I don't understand. Like I still don't get like the whole non-binary thing, but like I accept people for who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like just because it's not like a part of like my worldview or my identity as a person doesn't mean there's anything like wrong with it. That's just how I am. Like as long as you're not bothering anybody. So I think all these other people, like for example, like the baby where he was going on these like tangents about like gay people and stuff, like it was really disappointing because I was on like World Star Hip Hop and they would have this little poll where people could vote, and all those people were like, bro, the baby doesn't have to apologize. And I'm like, bro, like I don't, it just seems like it's bigoted that like it's all about like this dude, like he was trying to say that like gay people were the ones that had AIDS and everything. But like if you're in the state of Georgia, for example, 1 in 50 people possibly have AIDS. That doesn't mean everybody that has AIDS is gay. That could be literally your cousin could have AIDS or anybody could have AIDS. So it's just, I just think when it comes to like rap music and stuff like that, I think it's really like how I describe, because we talked about this off topic and I guess I'm like going on like a tangent here, but I'm really disappointed in like a lot of these guys, because it's like the world has changed to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying?
What guys?
Like exactly. Like rappers, like the Migos, everybody forgets, but Offset literally has a line where what was it with that guy? What was it? He literally has a line that says, I don't vibe with crew ears. He had that line all those years ago, and now all of a sudden they swept it under the rug, and like nobody really talks about that. Or like there's what happened, like I love McConan. Or like I love McCarter was like,
oh, yeah, he was
in the closet for a long time, and like then he came out of the closet, and then the Migos were like, they were like, oh, that's fucked up. But then like all of a sudden they were like, no, it's fucked up because like he couldn't be himself type deal. Where it's like
they're contradicting, like they weirdos, they some weirdos though.
Why you say that?
Well, let me say more so in a general sense now, but I think the homophobia with these rappers is kind of ridiculous, because like ain't nobody tell y'all to watch these, to listen to these rappers, or you know, to watch their videos. Like ain't nobody, you know, say, hey, pay attention to this person. Like why y'all so concerned with queer, you know, artists? Like why are you so focused on it? And like I'm gonna say Boosie, right? Boosie always got something to say about somebody child, somebody lifestyle, somebody this or that. And it's like, dog, you hired allegedly prostitutes for your children to have sex with. So you should be the last person on this planet to talk about somebody's life choices or what they're doing. Like, you shut up. DaBaby with that statement, first of all, I don't even know why he made a statement about people.
I just think he was just wilding.
He was just stupid. He's like, why he was done with his song. He was talking about something, and then he was like, if you give head in the parking lot, raise your phone up. And it's like, first of all, why was that a part of your speech? Like who what, like where did that come from? Like what was the reason? I was just so confused because it was just unwarranted,
bro. But he might have been on some drugs, bro. That's the other possible thing.
But still, even with that being said, it's like, why are you so focused on these people and what they're doing? Why are you so focused on this lifestyle? Like if you are secure within yourself. You secure with, you know, what you got going on. Why are you so bothered by what else, what somebody else is doing in their life? That's like a lot of people, right. Like even take mm-hmm. out, you know, homosexuality. Like a lot of people are like that. They're so bothered by what other folks are doing. They always got something to say.
But like, I think the reason why they're hating is because Lil Nas X had, like, literally he's had one of the biggest songs of all time. Like, he's literally had,
the biggest song of all time.
Yeah, that's history. What I'm saying. All his songs, literally, which is crazy. And, like, I just think people that do that are hating because this guy's successful. Like, if Lil Nas X was just starting out, right, nobody'd be talking about it.
It's,
Boosie.
It's not his success, dog. Let me tell you.
I feel like it is because of his success. He just happens to be gay. And that's their excuse to hate on him.
It's not the success. It's the fact that he's open about it. That's
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No. It's not the success. It's him being open. See, this is what you need to learn. Let me tell you something. When you have, especially like in a marginalized community, when you have somebody who is open about their sexuality and you have people in that community who are very, let's say like, closed-minded, they're going to hate on that person. It doesn't have anything to do with their success. It doesn't have anything to do with how much money they make. They are closed-minded. They hate what that person represents, what that person is doing. So Lil Nas, he's successful. He doing his thing, yeah. But because he's openly gay and he's out here showing that, these people hate on him. These people hate him because he's just open about it. They're like, oh, I want to see that. And the crazy part is, it's the music industry. Like, there's a lot of gay people in the music industry, and not all of them are out. Like, we know one person in particular. He's very famous, and he's allegedly on the DL.
I don't know.
Dirty Money. Think about that.
I don't
you know
even,
who I'm talking about?
No, I don't. But it's okay. We ain't got, there's a lot
Combs,
of
Sean Combs, allegedly Sean Combs.
Oh,
Combs.
I'm not going to get that. That part's going to get cut just in case I run to this man. I ain't going to traffic in conspiracy theories. No, we don't get time for that one.
He ain't going to kill us. We'll be fine.
I don't want that out there like that. But
the thing is,
I'm going to keep your points.
The fact that because Lil Nas is open about it, because it's out here, people are, you know, upset about it. And it's like, dog, he really ain't doing that much different than what any other artist is doing. Like, there are other artists. Like, when, who was it? Megan and Cardi B, they came out with WAP, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, people were in uproar due to the imagery and the language, yes. But a lot of these men, the same men who were getting on Lil Nas, a lot of these men weren't looking past, like, Megan and Cardi, basically, you know, doing their thing with each other in the videos and in their live performance. Same thing with Normani. She came out with her video recently, and she basically scissoring herself and excuse me, and she, you know, naked with Cardi B with some chains and stuff. Ain't nobody really bat an eye, but this boy who has been very open about his sexuality, and you know, they dance naked in the prison scene, everybody got something to say. And the crazy part is, we know that's what happens in prison. We know, like, there are, what is it? Your prison wife or your prison husband. We know people do some gay stuff in prison. So it's like, y'all tripping on him being gay in prison, but they got gay people in prison.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make sense.
I don't know, bro. To be honest with you, I just think people look for stuff to hate on you about.
They do.
And I don't know. Like, for me, I don't think it's that big a deal. Like, not people hating on it. But I'm saying, like, this whole, I just think it's funny. I just think people do controversial things. And I don't think it's him. I don't think there's anything really controversial about this. I just think it's different. But, like, I just think people just want to, I think the fact that he's gay gives these people an excuse to hate on them in his mind. But, like, I feel like even if he wasn't, like, people would still be hating on him, because that's just how, I feel like that's just how people are. People look for excuses to hate on him.
Yes.
And it's just like with this, like, I don't think it's that big a deal. Like, to me, I literally watched this video before we got out here, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, this does not faze me. Like, this is just like,
I laughed. Like, when I saw that, when I saw the shower scene, I laughed because I was like, this boy is hilarious. Yeah, like, he really put this on here. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and that's the point. That's the thing I think is so funny. It's like he keeps putting all this stuff out here to troll you people, to get people to talk about it. And then his song goes number one. And then people are like, bro, I hate Lil Nas. You hate him? Don't watch it. It's like Kanye, right? Like Kanye's got his album coming out. Kanye.
Oh, Lord.
It's like the Kanye stuff going on. Like, I mean, I'm listening to his stuff now because, like, I do like Kanye. I done broke down and finally given up. I do like my Kanye. But for the longest time, I didn't listen to his stuff because I didn't agree with him. Like, I just didn't do it. Like, it wasn't in my orbit. Like, I never bought a pair of Yeezy anything. I never have. Never bought any Yeezys. I bought some music, but, like, I mean, even with that, like, I've had chances to buy shoes and stuff, but I wasn't into that, so I didn't pay attention to it. Like, I mean, I saw the Yeezy shoes. They look nice, but, like, I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't going out my way to go look at stuff. Mm-hmm. Cause I didn't like it, so it's the same thing. It's like, bro, just let people do them. Like, that's it.
But
like, just let people do them.
About us humans, we always got an opinion about something. We always gonna speak on something that maybe we shouldn't be speaking on. I'm at a point myself where I'm like, you know, I'm not gonna speak on what this person should or should not do. I mean, they live in their life and their truth, you know, do you, even if I have my own personal opinion, it's like, okay, do you, fool, you know, that's what you want to do. Like, with Kanye, I don't have anything truly against Kanye. I do think that with the people who are, like, buying his stuff, who are supporting him, I think there is a disservice going on, and just bear with me with my thoughts. Mm. Kanye has said a lot of negative and damaging things throughout the last couple of years, especially during the Trump administration.
Yeah.
And, you know, to make a statement saying like slavery was a choice, then to also put like all this business with him and his family online, and then to do like some other stuff, it's like Kanye does not need us to listen to his music. Kanye needs some help. And we're feeding his ego by buying his stuff. We're feeding his pockets. We're feeding his pockets. We're feeding into his ego, his narcissism, you know, because he's like, yeah, you know, I say these things, but the people still gonna eat it up. They're still gonna come out to the music events. Cause but he Christian. Was here in Atlanta. Last week, right?
Yeah,
to show off Donda, an incomplete album, and people was out there. People was, you know, listening, and you know, I'm not taking away.
He's not the first. He's not the first, nor is he the last.
No, but that doesn't take away from the fact that people are. I feel as though Kanye needs to take some time to get himself together.
We live in America, right?
Yeah,
and in America, to be honest, to a certain extent, you can do whatever the hell you want to do. And like with him, nobody's gonna force him, like the state's not gonna force him to take his best. And like, as long as he pays his taxes, as long as he pays his bills, as long as he's not hurting anybody, like he can do. Like, I love how like everybody's on him, but like nobody ever talks about Mariah Carey. And Mariah Carey's not quite right. She's not quite right.
You do.
There's a lot of people that aren't quite right in Hollywood. Halle Berry's not quite right. There's a good amount of people, well, allegedly, I'm going to cut this part off, but there's a lot of people, I'm going to stick with this part. There's a lot of people that aren't quite right in Hollywood, and they're managed, and they have people that handle them and control their stuff and different things like that. So I don't think he's any different. I see your point, though. Like, politically, yeah, I think Kanye is wrong. Like, he tried to split the vote. That's essentially why he ran the campaign. It was to split the vote. It was very unsuccessful, but he's trying to split the vote to keep Joe Biden from winning, essentially, and to try to get the black vote away. It did not work because I don't think black people are a monolith that are just going to go after Kanye West. I think I would say it's a very nuanced thing, right? In the sense of there's so many. It's kind of like, for example, like look at what happened with R. Kelly, right? Like R. Kelly did all this crazy stuff, but people loved R. Kelly. It wasn't until the the that documentary came out where they were just like, bro, like, you cannot defend R. Kelly. Like, it was undisputed. There was no way around it. And then R. Kelly's broke, and so now he's going to have to go to jail because he don't have the resources. Well, he is in jail. He doesn't have the resources to get himself out. But I think the entertainment industry, it's a crazy – it's always going to be like that, to be honest with you. I think you're right, though, that people shouldn't forget what happened. Like, I think about that all the time. Like, I had the Yeezus album when I was a kid. I used to listen to Graduation, like, almost every other day. Like, I love that album. I used to watch the stuff. I used to draw teddy bears. I literally was drawing, like, obsessed with drawing teddy bears because of Kanye. Like, I was. But as an adult, now I see he's a person, right? Versus, like, a celebrity. And I think that's the thing that, like, our whole theme that we have here is that all these things with all these people and their opinions, right? Like, personally, like we do our show, right? And we talk about a lot of stuff. But, like, for me, like, my, like, mode of operating now is, honestly, I just, to be completely frank, like, I like pop culture. Like, I like entertainment and stuff like that. But people, like, the people of things, I don't give a fuck about them anymore, to be honest. Like, the reason why I don't care about that and I don't give a fuck about them is because it's so, like TMZ, for example, like, their job is to literally make you waste your life looking at other people's lives. Or to be worrying about that stuff. And while we're worrying about these people, right, they don't care. Like, your mama can get sick, they're not gonna come help you. Sure. Like, they're not, when you down bad, you need to pay your bills, they're not gonna come help you. Like, so they did that whole, like, Cash App stuff, but that was, like, a one-off. So, like, at the end of the day, there's so many things, there's so many, like, people, like, even our audience, like, to a certain extent, like, if you got stuff that's going on, like, I understand if you don't listen to us. Like, I don't, like, I appreciate you doing that and listening to us. But, like, there's so many things where it's like people have their lives and have things that matter and should move them forward. And sometimes I think this whole celebrity culture thing is doing the opposite. It just occupies, like, your mind and your space where there's so many things to where, like, you are your own superstar of your life. But these things, whether it's even with social media, like with Instagram, like, I have to fall back sometimes. Like, Snapchat, I don't use Snapchat as much because they don't really have anything good on there, to be honest with you. It's a lot of, like, people watching versus, like, real things that matter type deal. So that's my final word on it. I feel like the Lil Nas X, it's kind of like people just want to be mad, to be honest. People just want to be mad. It's just the excuse that he has his pride and he does what he does. I don't think there's anything wrong with him. I just think it's kind of a barometer of the type of person that you are. Like, that's it. Like, Lil Boosie, for example, when's the last time he had a hit?
Who knows?
That's my point. when has he had a hit? Like, when? When has he had a hit? When is the last hit? And that's the point.
And you know what? Like, now that you mentioned Boosie, I'm going to say something really quickly. Boosie is so problematic because he was really watching. How old was this girl? I want to say she was like maybe 19, around that age, right? Mm-hmm. Watching a 19-year-old girl twerk on his Instagram live. And he was basically, you know, entertained by that. Boosie is what, in his 40s or something?
Yeah.
And you watching a 19-year-old girl twerk
on Christian. Instagram live. I don't know. It's a crazy world we live in. Let's be
what real. I'm saying is, what I'm getting at is the simple fact that Boosie has a lot of issues and he should not be talking about somebody else. Focus on what you got going on. Focus on you, Boosie. Focus on your family. Get your family together before you try to talk about somebody else's family. And that's what I say a lot of times. Like, if you have no space to talk about somebody, then shut up.
Oh, you know
what Christian? I'm saying? Like, shut up.
Let's focus on our pop culture versus the people.
That is part of pop culture.
Something interesting beside Lil Boosie. I don't give a fuck about Lil Boosie. Let's keep going, bro.
I just want to say that. Like,
I know. We got bigger fish to fry. We got more important opinions to get from you, King Chris.
Always having an opinion on somebody else's life. Let that person live.
At the end of the day, to be honest with you, You could be the most heterosexual male out there of all time. People still gonna hate on you because people ain't shit. All right, so we're gonna move to the next topic. Next topic, let's see. So you've been watching Red Oaks. We're gonna talk about some other stuff after Red Oaks, but I definitely want to get this on record that you finally watched the greatest TV show produced of the last 20 years. Big cap alert.
It ain't that good, y'all. It's nice. It's fun.
Interesting
show. You know, I would definitely say I have enjoyed it more than I originally thought, because when it first came on, I was a little confused by, you know, the plot, the story. I was like, where is this going? Like, what are we doing? But as I watched it, I have taken a liking to many of the characters. I don't know who I would say my favorite character is right now.
I like the main character. He's my fave.
I had texted you. Did you kind of identify with the main character? Because when I was watching it, especially season one, I was like, dog, this is just like Levi. Like, this is just like him. Like, this is the if there was ever a character on TV that would represent Levi, is David from Red Oaks. Like, that is you to the T. That's sometimes crazy. I'm looking at that thing, I'm like, wow, Levi is a really good actor. No, like, that's him.
But, that's funny. Why do you say that, Christian? Because I told you I related to that story, and now you see why. Because it did turn out just like that. Like, it was the most.
It's all you. Like, that's you. Like, that's your. I'm watching your, like, biography or something.
Yeah,
like,
it was really meta, wasn't it? Yeah, like, I told you, I left, and I was, like, stuck at home having to figure my shit out. I told you, bro.
You are David from Red Oaks. Yeah, okay, so let me tell you why I feel that way. So, and this is like no shade towards you or nothing, but this is just, you know, I've known you for a minute, so.
He's about to throw all the shade, all the tea.
It's not shade. He said,
no shade, but you dusty, bitch. No.
Nah, but okay, first of all, the choice of degree, of major. He's an accounting major. Hello, what are you?
Wait, what? I didn't even realize that. That's crazy.
Was you watching the show or not?
I did, but it's been so long. I watched it until, like, it was done. Like, I always, like I remember it, but I watched it all the way until, like, the third season type deal. You know what I'm saying? Like,
He's an accounting major, right?
That's crazy.
And that's you. That's what you're doing. Wow. And so, but at the same time, that's not his real passion. His real passion became like filmmaking, and I was like, oh bro, that's him, that's Levi. That's him.
Damn, I forgot how similar I was to this man. That's crazy.
Yes, I was like, that is Levi, that is his whole MO. And then I really don't want to say it like this, but like I said, there's similarities. His parents got divorced. He was going between, you know, his parents' houses during college.
That's,
I didn't want to say it like that.
No, that's true.
There's some similarities. He grew up in this suburban town, this suburban, you know, area around a whole bunch of, you know, important people, wealthy people, people who are like into trading and stocks. And that's you, because you showed me where you grew up. And I'm like, now that I'm saying it out loud, it's like, boy, this is you. This is your show.
No country club though. I didn't have a country club. I mean,
oh, okay. But
yeah, I didn't do that. My parents aren't like that. They're like, no, they don't like people that much. Even though there is a there's a park with a tennis court near me. There is a park with the tennis court.
You like tennis? Hello, you used to try to play me in tennis.
Oh, that is true. Damn. What?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Hey, that's true.
I'm telling you, this is that a rat? This is all you.
Toughest stuff you got at your house.
No, I was looking at a video. I was looking at a video. But this man, what else?
Is that a rat?
He has a girlfriend, right? You like girls.
I like, okay, Christian. That.
I'm just like, but nah, like, he has a girlfriend, and then, you know, I could just see, like, he's a little shy, a little awkward. I think maybe, like, some social anxiety. And I was thinking, you know, that's kind of like Levi, like, shy at times, a little awkward at times, a little anxiety here and there. And I'm telling you, dog, like, this show, this character is literally you to a T.
That's crazy. I didn't think about it like that. I forgot he did Accountant. That's so funny. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't realize. I think, you know what's funny, Christian?
What?
That's before I switched to accounting. That's crazy. That was literally the summer before I switched to accounting. It was when I was trying to get into business school because my grades are bad. Because I was out here wilding. I was out here hanging out with the dogs.
But, see, and that's what his girlfriend had said. David needed to grow up because he kept hanging out at the he kept working at the country club and just hanging out with dudes who were smoking pot. See, this is your life.
That's crazy. that's pretty funny. That's a little bit more meta. Yeah, I can always say I can relate to it, but now I see why. It's just like, yeah, damn, okay. Like, I like, yeah. The other thing I like about the show is that, like, I feel like there's so many shows where they kind of like glamorize, like, being in your 20s, and they make it seem like you're just magically going to be on your own. Like, it's way more, I feel like it's way more expensive now, especially in Georgia. Like, rent is insane. Yeah. Now that I think about it, like, I used to talk to my coworkers at my old job, and they were like, yeah, I'm paying this rent. And I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, bro, my rent is an undisclosed amount.
Let me tell you, though, like, me and my brother, we went out the other day, and we was going like to these apartments in like the Ponce City Market area.
Oh no.
Let me tell you,
lose your whole thigh, leg, arm, and your left cheek.
Bruh, it's gone. If I remember correctly, the apartment, what was it like? A one bedroom apartment started at $2,000.
Hold on.
And then there was one place that we went to, one property that we went to. It was like a two bedroom. For like it was the biggest space that they had. It was $3,200. I'm like, what jobs y'all got where y'all can pay?
But
this
you know, I'll be honest with you, those jobs, like, all right, so full discretion, I am currently looking for a job. And the amount of money I'm trying to get, it's funny, they're not trying to pay me. But if I had a different degree, let's say in like computer science or whatever, I would easily probably get around. I had a friend, her sister graduated and starting out, she's getting like $80,000, which is a lot of money here in Georgia. 80 grand. That's her first paycheck. So those people that probably have some experience, let's say they're older than us, like 27 or whatever, and they've been working, they could probably get a couple $100,000. So if you think about that, like, that rent's not that crazy anymore.
Yeah, if you can afford it, you know, it's not
like if you're bad. If pre-tax, you're making like, I don't know, pre-tax, let's say you're bringing in $12,000, right? Mm-hmm. Pre-tax. And then after taxes, let's say you end up having like $8,000 coming in a month. Your rent is not that high anymore if you think about it, $2,000 a month. Like, now,
still, like, there are other places that you can live for less. Like, it was just crazy. Like, when I, and it was like a one bedroom. It wasn't even that big. It was like maybe, let me think about it. Maybe as big as, well, I can't even use this as an example because they don't know the size. But basically what I'm saying is it just wasn't big enough for that space to be $2,000. But the thing is,
location, man. Location, right?
It's a location because it's basically the city.
Yeah,
Ponce City Market.
People love Ponce. I don't know why though. It's okay.
I don't know what's the love because they really don't have nothing like that to me. Like,
demographics. It's demographics. It's kind of like the Battery. The Battery. Yeah. Now it's diversified, but at first it was not. It was not.
So wait, how would you know? Like, was you
there? What do you mean? I'm near there. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm never trying to blow my spot up, but I'm near there. Like, like, I went there when it first opened and stuff. Like, when I was a kid, I used to eat at the Indian restaurant called Swapna, which is excellent. They used to have, before the dreaded days of Corona, this Indian restaurant had, I mean, we should have done it, Christian. They had all you could eat Indian food for lunch. It was probably around like $9 or $12, but it was good. Good food. It was pretty delicious, but yeah, they were there. And then and so then the stadium was like erected near there. I forget what was over there. I think like there's just office space or something was there before that. I think it was just office space and random stuff, but yeah, I was around there. But yeah, I definitely think The same thing applies with Ponce, right? I remember when Ponce first opened, that's the first time I ever saw my first pair of $300 jeans. Like, it was somebody that was a designer and they made them by hand and everything, which is still a lot of money for some jeans, in my opinion. But it's different. It's an experience, but it's different. Yeah, I would say it's better than Croc Street Market, though. I've been to Croc Street, which is not terrible, but like it's not the same experience as Ponce at all. But anyways, yeah, I'm glad you watched Red Oaks. It's a good show. I think it had hype, but it wasn't like mainstream, you know what I'm saying? Like it never really blew up like it did with people that like really watch TV and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It was a thing, but like not like mass audience. But yeah, they did 3 seasons. Really good show. I can relate to it. I probably will go back and watch it again.
Well, because, what was good about it, Levi? Like, what did you enjoy about the show?
I would say I really liked it because at the time when I was watching it, it was kind of like I was definitely figuring out my life. Like I had lost the Hope Scholarship, so my grades were really low. And that was when I ran out of money because I was doing like Uber Eats every other day, which was stupid. I don't know why I did that. That was really dumb. And so I ended up at my mom's house. I had like no money and all I did was go to school. And I was so poor, Christian, I couldn't afford the bus. So I had to go ride my bike all the way to school. I could not afford the bus, which is terrible. And so, I ended up watching this show and I was just like, damn, like, you know, it's funny. I'm in college right now. I don't really like it. I do like movies. And the guy's going through the same thing, which is that he's at home. All the stuff that he went and did, it kind of didn't pan out. So he still figured out he doesn't really want to do business school. And I kind of thought the same way. Like I ended up liking business school later on because I thought it was cool with all the stuff that he could do. I think it's funny when you're in college, everything's like about your imagination and how you imagine things could be. And then when you get out of college, I just think so many people end up forgetting like the power of imagination. You know what I'm saying? Like that was the one thing I'm always trying to like, and I have to catch myself sometimes and make sure I remember is that like, I feel like the older you get as an adult, the more everybody's like, oh, well you can't do this because you have this responsibility. You know what I'm saying? Or you can't do this because you got to pay your rent, or you can't do this because of blah. And it's like so many people create these shackles as to why this thing can't happen anymore. And like some people really have responsibilities, like they really do. And they have stuff they got to take care of and different things like that. But there's other people that try to create these expectations for you of like how you should be or whatever that kind of prevents you from going about and doing like the things that you'd like to do or dreaming about things you could do because people forget the power of having dreams or the power of thinking outside the box or that everything's not fixed. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that was kind of what I related to about that show was that things are kind of goofy when you're in your 20s, which is that like, you're not a full adult yet. Like you're an adult and you can pay your bills and stuff, but you still got to like figure things out. Like you
got to do that throughout your whole life. As an adult, you still got to, it don't matter what age you're at, never gonna have like everything 100% figured out because it's always going to be like a curveball. Like, I think people want individuals to have it all together. Like, oh, you should know what to do in this situation. It's like, dog, there are some situations that we will be in that we will be like, I don't know what to do. I don't know, you know, where to look. I don't know what to ask, you know, and you learn. You learn from those situations. So when people are like, you know, so focused on a person knowing everything, having it all figured out, it's like, dog, ain't nobody got it all figured out. There are grown people in their 40s, 50s, and much older who still are like, I really don't have it figured out. Like, I'm still trying to understand this whole life thing. Because one thing about life is going to throw curveballs. And that's basically what kept happening in the Red Oaks show.
Yeah. Like, yeah, especially with his dad.
Like, you know, spoiler warning for our listeners. David's parents, they got a divorce and he dropped out of NYU and then he tried to go back to NYU and they wasn't accepting him at that time because the film major, it was full. Like, so he was like, okay, what do I do now? And then with his girlfriend at that time, She was in Paris for school, and then she was going to stay longer, and she was like, stay with me, David, and he was like, I can't really do that. And it's just like, it was one thing after another, and I think that's the thing with Red Oaks. It was like, it was real. Like, yeah, it was like legit real situations. Maybe not for certain people, but certain demographics, it's like real life. Like, people have divorced. People have to figure out how they're going to go back to school, what they do if they can't go back to school. They have to figure out how to relate to someone's parents that they're dating because the parents don't actually like them. Like, it's a whole bunch of real world, you know, stuff that was going on.
And that's
the one thing I did like about the show. I like the realness to it.
I think that was my favorite part about it, was that it wasn't, because sometimes I feel like these TV shows like Friends, for example, or all this stuff, they like, I hate Friends too. I feel like it's the dumbest show ever.
I love Phoebe, but that Friends show,
it's too basic. Like, it's just too, it's kind of like some of these TV shows I feel like are like this, like, I don't want to put the race thing into it, but I guess that's a part of it. It's like a white bubble, right? Where like everything's perfect. And like all these people, like even a cop show sometimes, like cops, like, you know, for the people that do a great job, shout out to you guys, but you guys don't get paid that much money. And like some of these shows, they have like these cops running around in like brand new, like $50,000 to $60,000 cop cars, not cop cars, but like their cars and other stuff like that.
Cop cars.
And there's other things, like, I just feel like if I had to summarize it, like Friends, for example, I started with Friends. I don't like it because almost none of those people have college degrees. They don't. like some of them don't even have college degrees. Like, I think, what is it, the most ridiculous one, and I might not be remembering it correctly because I did not sit down to watch all these TV shows because I just don't like them. I like Seinfeld better than Friends, and even then, Seinfeld's kind of a stretch. He said it was amazing.
I said it was funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Seinfeld's funny, but Friends, I just don't like it because, like, Rachel, for example, she becomes a designer at Ralph Lauren, but knows nothing about design, if I remember correctly. Nothing. So it's like, why does this person all of a sudden become a designer magically? Like, or they live in a giant apartment that the rent
series is, it sounds like, from what you're saying, they was living like in a fantasy world.
Oh yeah. And number one, they weren't even in New York. They were in California, pretending to be in New York. Yeah, they shot it on a soundstage. Like, even like the Washington Square Park thing. Yeah, that's not even real.
The actual show, that's Hollywood. Like, yeah, they shot.
Yeah, I know. But like the thing is that it was so unrealistic in the sense of like their apartment, for example, that rent, Christian, you could play about $2,000. That rent was a car. That rent was probably like 10 grand. That was a car, my guy. Especially that is, that'd be a car, and all of a sudden none of those people, it was huge. But I don't know, some of that stuff, like, that's why I like Red Oaks, is because it's more realistic. Like, sometimes you are gonna fall on your ass. Like, during that time period when I first saw that show, I was down bad. Like, I wasn't down super bad because, like, I had my parents to help me out, you know what I'm saying, but I was still down bad. Like, I wasn't chilling in the dorm running around having fun with my friends. No, I was just going to work. Not even going to work. I was going to school. Just going to school, just learning calculus, which was no fun. That was all I did. And I rode my bike right back home. It was not the move. So I can definitely relate to it. I think the development of the character is really good as well, too. Like, you haven't seen all of season two, but his girlfriend's not, it's not as perfect as it seems. You know what I'm saying?
I can only imagine.
I can
only imagine how things about to turn.
Yeah, it's not as perfect as it seems. And even like his ex-girlfriend, where she wanted him to grow up, and she ends up with this other guy who I don't know why, but they make it work. Now, through the lens of Me Too, like we were talking about before, it did not age well at all. Because when I first watched it, I was like, oh, this guy, like, he's a weirdo. But somehow they get together and make it work. Versus now, and after Me Too, that guy, probably should have gotten sued. Like he took good pictures of this girl, but like the lead up to that stuff, I could see through like somebody else's lens. Like this guy was a creep. Even though in real life, he's probably not a creep. He's Seth Meyers' brother.
He's an actor. You talk about real life.
I don't know.
I would hope.
What's his face?
Actor isn't a creep. But you know, what's that guy's name? The character that he was portraying was a creep. And okay, for the listeners out there, because they don't really know. Yeah. The reason that I was telling Levi this character, his name is Barry on the show, is a creep is because throughout the first season, he's trying to get at this woman. I forgot the girl name. He's trying to get at a girl who is in a relationship with the main character.
Yeah.
And the way he's going about it is really creepy.
It's terrible, like, honestly.
Perverted. Yeah, it's kind of like crossing certain lines. It's like, okay, dog, you know, you doing a little much. And so he invites her to his personal home to take pictures of her, and then takes naked photos. She covered her breasts, but she was in the nude. She ain't had no bra on.
Yeah.
He takes, you know, naked photos of her, keeps them. They're not for like a magazine or anything. They're for basically his own personal use. What? And then I believe he tries to kiss her on her way out of his house. And to me, it's like, that's creepy.
Yeah.
That's a lot of red flags.
That's too much. Yeah.
And there are actually a lot of people, even to this day, who are like that. There are a lot of male photographers. I had a friend back in college who showed me like her graduation photos, right? Mm-hmm. And the photographer was a guy. And just from like the photos themselves, I could tell like the dude was focused on the wrong subject at hand.
Really?
Like he was focused on her butt versus actually trying to make her look good and she was upset because she was like, she wasn't happy with the results. And I can understand. I was
You gonna send that to grandma. Grandma's not gonna want to see that.
Grandma don't want to see her booty. Yeah. Like,
grandma's like, I don't need to see the yeeks. I'm trying to see the degree. Like,
she know what the yeeks look like. She probably, you know, took care of the girl when she was a baby. I don't need to see that, but where that degree? Let me see that. Yeah, so there are a lot of men and women who are like that, and it was just disgusting to watch because it's like, dog, you a grown man. This girl, what was she like, in her 20s, 21?
I think barely, like she was 23. I think that's where it was.
She was
in the show. In real life, she was like 30, but in the show she played
well, in the show, the character, it's just like, dog, you 30 years old, come on now, this is what we doing. Go find you a 30-year-old. Go find you some, have some respect for yourself and for this woman, because you're doing a bit much right now. Damn. And not even with the whole like Me Too, it's not even just like a Me Too thing. It's the simple fact that there's no respect there.
Yeah, like, he didn't respect, but you know, Christian, there's a lot of people that are like that though. That's the one thing I've learned now that like I'm out of school and stuff, is that honestly, like nobody's really your friend, bro. Like you can't trust nobody. And then there's always people plotting on like whoever you're with. It sounds terrible. You think so? But hell yeah, people plotting on you.
You think I'm plotting on you? You think I'm not your friend?
Christian, we ain't like that. You're playing too much, Christian. But I'm saying for sure, like with people like people that are, especially if somebody you're dating or whatever, like it's just weird. Like there's a lot of crabs in the bucket mentality, bro. Like there's so many crabs in the bucket, it doesn't. Sometimes you forget about like how, I guess there's so many people. How would you describe it? Like you know, how Drake has the whole no new friends, even though he is a lot of people's new friend.
That is a groupie. Drake be killing me. Drake stay befriending somebody.
Yeah,
he is so funny.
Yeah, he is. But it's so funny. But the truth is like there's so many people that are not down for the cause. Like they're not trying to help you out. Like they are not trying to help the fan. Like
opportunists.
Yeah.
And especially like here in Atlanta and like other major cities, there are a lot of people who are very opportunistic. And so when they see somebody who could potentially like help them get to another, you know, level, it's like, okay, I'm gonna talk to this person because they can help me out. And one thing that like a lot of successful people say that helps in, you know, becoming successful it's not about, you know, what can that person do for you? It's about actually creating like legit relationships with people.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that because, yeah, some of that stuff I'm just like, bro, people at a clout chasing, it's just like, I think that's ridiculous. We're in a clout chasing epidemic, bro. Like, for real, for real. Like, it's just too much to where I always think it's crazy how sometimes people are like, I don't know if I could be friends with this person because what could they do for me? It's like, bro, what? Like, no. Like, you need friends to where, like, I always had this test, right? Like, if I was sick, I'd always wonder, like, who's going to come and, like, you know what I'm saying? Who's going to come check on the kid?
How sick are you talking? Like, hospital sick or?
I'm talking about, like, if I'm sick, like, in general. Like, if I don't talk to you for, like, a couple weeks and, like, I talk to you, like, almost every day or every other day, mm-hmm. like, are they going to check and see how I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I just have that rule where it's, like, certain stuff. Like, if you don't talk to people, like, with my best friend, right? If I don't mm-hmm. talk to him in a couple days, he just calls me up. He's like, bro, what's good? What's going on? How are you doing? Like, check on me. Even with you, like, you'll check in. Like, yeah. A lot of people check in. Like, that's just how it is because you're, like, real people. Like, mm-hmm. I remember there's this dude. I was friends with him in high school. But, like, now that, like, we're older, like, it's crazy. I'd, like, never talk to him. I was always the one trying to talk to him, right? Like, mm-hmm. just, like, on some friends. Like, I always try to talk with him, trying to get lunch or whatever. And, like, he'd never would get lunch with me. Like, never. Like, in college, we would because we were on campus. But now as adults, it's, like, never. Like, literally, I feel like I would win the lottery, to be honest with you, before we go eat lunch together. Because it's just like that now. And, like, but I had to realize, like, honestly, like, not everybody's permanent. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, like, not everybody's permanent. Some of your friendships are temporary. But also, you got to value the people that are, like, there for you. Like, and that's, like, what I'm working on is, like, making sure, like, because sometimes I have the bad habit of not checking in on people, right? Mm-hmm. Or not following up with people or keeping up with people. Because when I was a kid, I didn't keep up. Like, my best friend is the oldest best friend I've had besides, like, some of my family members. That's because, like, we keep up with each other. We do that. And that's how we are. And I'm making sure to, like, expand, if you know what I'm saying. And so to relate this back to Red Oaks, for example, there's, like, you know, the friend, the chubby friend, right?
Wheeler.
Yeah, Wheeler. Like, when he first starts out, Wheeler's just, like, like, the worst. like he's, I don't think he's – okay, I'll take it back. He's not bad, but I just feel like he's kind of like – you know how there's those people to where, like, they're cool people, but, you know, like, they're not doing anything with their lives? Yeah. Like, Wheeler's on that. And I feel like as the show progresses, like, his character gets better. Mm-hmm. But I think at the same time, he had to get with – well, how far – you got in season two.
I'm not anywhere where him and Missy are, like, together. He's still trying to confront her.
Okay, never mind then. Yep. I'm sealed, but things get better for him. That's all I got to say. But because he gets with the right people that help motivate him to do better because he's a smart dude.
Yeah, he's intelligent.
Yeah. Wait a second. Wait. If you hadn't seen the other season, did you see the people that were trying to get him to There's a plot line where there's a professor that's trying to who was it? Which one was it?
I have not seen
nothing. Oh, okay. You have seen it. Never mind. You saw I remember. There's a plot line with the
I'll tell you. I'm literally at the part where he just started the SAT group.
Okay. Yeah, you're doing that one. Cause you told me about I forgot there's an episode where there's this couple that wants the main character to film their sex tape.
Yep.
Which I forgot. Yeah, that part was funny though. With the police officer pulled up, I was like, "What?" That was too much.
That whole scenario is just like weird.
Yeah, it was weird. That show's weird, but it's funny though. It's funny.
It was funny. I enjoyed that. That was fun to watch.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. What was I going to say? Oh crap! I'm thinking. Give me a second. With Wheeler's character.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely see him as like that loser friend.
Okay, really?
Let me not say it like that.
you're down bad.
Let me say it like this. Yeah. I see him as that friend that just likes to waste time, that just wants to smoke, just, you know, try to get with girls, sometimes girls out of their league. And yeah,
does he get with any girls? He only gets with one.
Well, I don't know. Don't ruin it.
Yeah.
He and Missy had like a little thing, but outside of that, I'm not entirely sure. But he started off as that type of person. And I feel like we all know someone, you know, like that. But yeah, with him, I feel like, especially Misty, there were certain people in his life that were trying to help him get on track, trying to help him like get better. And I think, you know, we all need individuals like that. We all need somebody who really wants us to do better, who wants more from us. And so, you know, I can't wait to see his growth as a character, because I was getting really tired of him chasing after this girl who, from my standpoint, who really wasn't all that into him. Like, really? From what I remember, she was at a low point. She had broken up with, you know, her ex-boyfriend, who was just garbage. And, you know, he was being nice. Trash. Wheeler was being nice to her, and she hadn't had that in a minute. And so, you know, she was vulnerable. It was a moment. You know, they had a little smooch. And so for her, it's like, it's not that big of a deal. But for him, it's like, you know, I was able to kiss a hot girl at the
I remember that. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just glad he's moving out of that storyline and into something, you know, a little better, because I was just getting tired of him chasing after this girl.
Yeah. It's
like, bro, let her be. And that's one thing I've definitely learned as a young adult myself. Like, don't ever chase after nobody,
because
you gotta chase after somebody that obviously
don't work.
It's not gonna work. It's not gonna pan out for the better. It's not.
Yeah, people don't, you know, that's the thing I realized. Like, all right, so full discretion, I went on another date this summer.
What? So I guess you must got Tinder Premium or something. You always on a date. Like,
man, I don't know. Who knows? That's all I
gotta
say.
What you be telling these girls, like, I got major bands or something?
No,
like,
I don't say that. That's every now and then. But like, I went on a date, and I fell asleep on the date, which was terrible.
Goodbye.
It was terrible. It was because she's boring me. I had a sugar crash. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went and ate all this sugar because I was like, I love eating, bro. I don't know why, but whatchamacallit? The movie theaters got the good Sour Patch Kids. Like, the Sour Patch Kids, they're hit differently. I ate the whole bag like in under 30 minutes type deal.
Boy, like, candies better be good.
They were like, I'm a fiend, and so I was doing good. And then that was all. I think I only had like sugar that day. So then I was watching Black Widow, which is a good movie, but it's definitely not for the kids. Like, Black Widow is not for the children. Like, not at all. Not anywhere close, to be honest. Like, you can watch it, but like, there's so many explanations in that movie, like. Like, when they start talking,
it's more for like, you know, young teens and, you know, adults.
I would say probably like 16 year olds and up.
Yeah.
Or like, if you had like health science class, maybe. Cause like, yeah, cause some of that stuff I was like, man, if I was 14, my dad would have some awkward conversations. I didn't realize, I watched it and I thought about it, but I didn't think about it until now, how it's about like human trafficking essentially.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. Human trafficking, the exploitation of women. What was that stuff? I guess mutilation, I guess, to a certain extent, because they were all neutered, which was disturbing.
Oh, yeah, they took out their, ovaries and stuff.
Yeah, so it's
which like, actually does happen. Like, that happens in some countries.
Yeah, but that's disturbing. And, like, disturbing. I was thinking, I was like, you can't tell that to a kid. So I'm glad she got her own movie. I wish this had happened sooner, but I guess it was funny. They needed to clear the slate of everybody to get to her. But, you know, the Black Widow character, she went out with a bang. That's one thing I had to say. She did. Like there were some reviews on the internet where they were like, bro, this is not that amazing, bro. Like, this could have happened like 5 years ago. But you know what? It's all right, mouth breathers. I say that because I am a mouth breather.
Let's get back to this date, though. Like, I'm curious, like, what happened?
Well, we had an interesting time besides that. Like, I watched the movie, but I'd fallen asleep. She said she heard me because I was snoring. But anyway, I was out bad. Like, if you see me fall asleep, I'm not. Like, Christian seen me fall asleep one time at a party. When you're going to explain why I fell asleep. But fell asleep one time, and I'm out. Like, my own mom could testify. Like, I was talking my sleep. That's how you know I got the good sleep going on. But that wasn't it. But anyways, I fell asleep. They also had these really good chairs. Like, you know, the adjustable chairs. Well, I went to this, I think it was, what is it? Is it, it's like Merchant's Walk. Yeah, it's Merchant's Walk's movie theater. But the Merchant's Walk movie theater, it is different, Christian. It can literally rotate back. It can lean back, Christian, a lot, and lean up. So I was like in a C, like an upside down C almost.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just gone. I fell asleep.
Had a good old time, man.
I did, but I went to dinner. We went to dinner and we talked, which is cool. I got some decent Chinese food. Their sesame chicken was big pieces of chicken. It wasn't a little crispy chicken. They gave me chunks. I was like, dang, what happened to this chicken, man? They poor chicken. It was like slaughterhouse type deal. Like, yeah, there's some big pieces of chicken. But anyways, yeah, we talked everything. We joked around. But I think the falling asleep part definitely killed that date. That was not gonna get a second date. But at the same time, it was kind of like for her, she was weirded out because of like the no mask. So like she was up from like she went to school up north. Like she actually went to Harvard, which I kept messing with her about that because I was like, that's really impressive, honestly. But
yeah, she's smart.
Yeah, she was smart. She was cute. But she was looking like weirded out around the whole like people with no masks, and then you know, she
visiting or something like
she was visiting for like a little bit before she went on a basically like a study abroad, but a graduate program. Yeah, she was so smart. She was winning grants and stuff. I just don't think it was a good match, but I also think the sugar crashes. Now I know no giant amount of carbs, no more.
Let's stay awake during a date because that's
kind of
off-putting. Like, why would you go to sleep? Did you have a long day at work? Like, what's going on?
It's the sugar crash, man. When my sugar crashes, I'm just out. Like, I'm out. Like, I don't think I got diabetes. I don't think I had that. But like,
well, let's go to the doctor and check.
I got health care, but I got that. If you crash and die, we got you playing. I don't have it. It's when I was looking at my copays, and they were like, so once you pay $5,000 this year, your copay is $50. I was like, oh, hell no.
That's crap.
Yeah. I got the, they literally, it's not a winning plan. It's bronze. There's no winning. They were like, this is the third place option. So I got it now.
And I still got to pay money.
I might have just read it wrong, but like once I started reading, I was like, what? They're like, once your deductible is met, it is $50. I was like, what's my deductible? Five bands. What? So needless to say, I can't wait to get back on that employer healthcare plan. Shout out to them. I like those plans. It was $100 a month, and I was doing pretty good. I had vision and dental type deal. Yeah. So universal healthcare for everybody. I'm definitely there on that.
But you going to sleep on the day is so disrespectful in so many ways.
Yeah, like, it wasn't like, and it's not because she was a boring girl. It was just the sugar. I gotta lean.
Don't eat that much sugar.
Yeah, but they were so good. Those Sour Patch Kids were like crack. I was like, good lord, boy. Those Sour Patch, they were juicy. They had the juice. I was like, dang, bro, the Sour Patch Kids
had. And they had your butt sleep.
They had me slump. And you missed like,
out on the movie.
I had. I already seen the movie, so I know what was up.
So wait, you had seen the movie, and then you took this girl to go see the movie?
Yeah, because she ain't okay. So back this up. So I met her on a dating app, and so while we were chit chatting, she was like, "Oh, I like Marvel movies." I was like, "You like Marvel movies? I like Marvel movies. Have you seen Black Widow?" She was like, "Nah, I haven't." I was like, "Bet. Let's go see it." So we did. But one thing I realized after this, no movie first dates. That's dead. No more.
Wow, what's wrong with that?
Why? Because I didn't get to talk to the person I went on a date with.
Did you say y'all went to dinner?
Yeah, but that was after the movie. So So I guess going forward, it would be, how would I describe it? Go eat with this person, go hang out with them, and then possibly go to the movie versus the reverse. You know what I'm saying?
I would say go to a movie date maybe on like the third or fourth. Yeah. Not the first, because that's when you like getting to know somebody and figuring out like, do you like the energy? Do you like, you know, what they about? Yeah. So if you in a movie theater watching a film, mm-hmm. you know, you're not supposed to be talking. So I was like, how am I going to get to know you? Like, what am I going to get to know? Like, whether you, you know, pay attention during the movie? Like, I don't know.
that was kind of what was going on. I was like, bro, what do you think about this?
Well, she definitely knows you go to sleep during movies.
Yeah, she does. But I like movies. Even my own uncle knows. Like, I used to go to movies with him. I'd be knocked sometimes. Like what you would call it? First time I saw, what's that movie called? Rogue One. I was knocked. I was out. Like, I slept. I saw the first 10, and then I saw the last 30. That middle section, I did not see.
All that money.
I was knocked out. Like, even my friend Ferguson knows. Like, I think, what movie was it? Jumanji 2?
Mm-hmm.
I was knocked too. I saw the first 30.
Why are you paying the last 30? Sleep? But why do you, if you want to like have a film on and sleep, just stay at home and watch
Netflix. It's that candy, bro. It's the candy.
Stop eating candy at the theater.
But it's so good. They got that good Sour Patch Kids. They got the A1 Sour Patch Kids.
All you can have from now on is nothing. Don't eat nothing at the theater. You paid all that money to watch a movie. You need to watch that movie. And that's it. Yeah. Eat afterwards.
Yeah, I switched up my habit. I did not get the Sour Patch Kids when we went to go see Snake Eyes. I got the Icy, and the Icy was pretty good. Now, the only problem I have with the Icy is that literally it makes no sense why it costs so much money. It is the most high profit. If you buy an Icy, I swear to God, it is the most high profit item they have there. That and popcorn, easily. Yeah, the reason why I say that.
I saw a bucket of popcorn. It was the biggest one. It was like $40. I said, y'all.
Yeah, that's highway robbery. Like, the reason why I say. Icy's out here. Icy's exploit people too. The Icy, they don't have any large sizes anymore. So AMC is tripping. They have no large sizes. And then it costs $7, Christian. Isn't this the size of a regular size drink? What?
$7.
What? Like, I might as well, man. I might as well just, I don't stick candy in anymore. I'm a good citizen of the United States when it comes to this whole thing.
Why don't you just sneak in stuff?
I used to have the cargo pants, but now the cargo pants, I like trying to talk to women. You can't talk to women with cargo pants. That's a no-go. That's a no-go. They're not going back. No. I had cargo pants.
You getting like that.
I used to hold down the cargo pants.
Black cargo pants?
No. It's not it. It's not it. Don't do the cargo shorts. Don't do it. The thing that I've substituted cargo pants with is the hiking pants now. I have that. The hiking pants. That's what's up. I got the hiking pants. They look good. They look good. I feel like I'm on my Lululemon wave, but I'm not basic.
Okay.
But anyway.
Lululemon. You no more candy at a theater when you on a date. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm just going to get some Coca-Cola.
You can have some candy when you by yourself or whatever. You can go to sleep. But on a date, no. And speaking of, you know, first dates, I saw this on Twitter. And this would be pissing me off about this generation. They come up with something to complain about every day.
Yeah.
People were saying that bowling dates and skating dates are whack, are boring.
But you know, Christian, to be honest with you, like, I stopped taking date advice from a generation in general. Oh, yeah. Because as long they think a good date is something that costs a lot of money. Like, that's what? The truth. Like going to dinner, like having an amazing dinner. Like, some of these dinners, if you watch these people on Instagram, their dinners, that'll make you think a $200 dinner is the minimum. No, like, I think you got to have fun. That's the problem. That's why so many people aren't happy these days, Christian, is because it's easy to be a baller, but it's hard to be a good listener and a person who cares.
Or like, I'm telling you. Personality.
Yes. That's the facts. Like,
you know, that's been one of my issues is like coming into contact with somebody with a good personality. Cause you know me, I'm a goofball. Like I love to have a good time, right?
Yeah, he loves being the center of attention, that ham.
First of all, hold on. I don't like being the center of attention.
Oh, that's big cap. Boy, your pants is on fire. Your nose is 3 feet long. Stop lying, Pinocchio.
I just have a lot of, you know, personality. He said,
I got a lot of personality, and you got to see it. This boy out here. You know, I'm just a little delicate sunflower. Nobody knows, man. Chill. If you don't shut
up. I like to read books. I don't really do too
much. He said, I stay inside. I praise the Lord. Thank Jesus.
I'm an introvert. I'm a homebody. Like, I don't do all that. You know, boy, it's hard to get me outside.
You're a liar. Only person that's a homebody between both of us is me. And even then, like, I'm starting to get out. I'm starting to be a homebody now because we trying to save that money. That's what's going on.
It's just like, you know, trying to find somebody with like an interesting personality, somebody that you can vibe with. That's hard.
Yeah.
Especially like when you are a person who's very I want to say like animated, because I'm very animated. Mm-hmm. I'm very just, I guess, flamboyant, so to speak. Just a character. So when I meet people, and you know they ain't got no personality, I'm like, why am I dealing with you? Like, you boring me.
Well, you know what gets me is like I have that problem, but it's because it's on the internet texting people. Like for me, like I know I'm boring texting. Like, all my friends are like, all right, bro, you're so basic on texting. But I just don't like texting because it's just like I'm looking at a device versus looking at a person. You know what I'm saying? Like, the pandemic's made it worse. Like, I do get these dates off of like Tinder and stuff, but that's because we'd be out here shooting our shot like I'm Steph Curry. But yeah, it's like, I don't know. I feel like the internet's made things weird because there's some people that, like, bro, their personality is amazingly big on the internet. And then you run to them in person and they can't talk. Or like me, for example, I got 1984 game. I can talk to you in person. Like, I got that lock, sync, whatever. But the internet, bro, it is like, the internet's weird to me. Like, I just can't spend all my time like texting people. Like, there's some people I text, like, I have, I would say, like, kind of like internet friendships with, but like, other than that, like, I mean, like, eventually I plan on talking to these people in person. You know what I'm saying? I do not plan on talking to these people on the internet forever. Like, that's not what I'm trying to do. But yeah, dating stuff, weird, but it happens. Yeah, get back to the lab, bro. It's like 8 Mile. Back to the lab again.
But basically, you know, bringing up the whole bowling skating because we didn't get to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was saying that people just come up with anything to complain about because they was online talking about, you know, skating and bowling is boring. And for me, it's like, how can you say an activity like that is boring for a date? I'm going to tell you something. Me and two of my friends, we was at this bowling alley, right?
Yeah.
And I had some of my boy, David. He was on a date with this girl. And I was like, David, you know, we chatting up and everything. And so I had invited him and the girl that he was on a date with, you know, to come play with us. Boy, when I say we had, like, such a great time, man, we had an incredible time. I don't know if they still, you know, talking. But, you know, those are like fun activities. I feel as though if you find bowling as a date boring, maybe you're just a boring person.
Yeah, I always think bowling was boring. But it's like, you got to have good energy. I don't know. I feel like activities, and that's the thing I'm trying to work. And I might start honestly trying to go bowling with some girl. Like, that might slick. I might have to go back.
You got to eat all like, the time.
Yeah. So I feel like you got to have fun. That's the thing. I feel like sometimes, I think it's because of the internet, not to be just like quoting Childish Gambino out here, but I think so many things are to like this extreme, you know what I'm saying? Versus just like, what is the real world? Like, versus like Instagram pictures. Like, I think, did I ever tell you about the time I went on a date with this girl and she was trying to get me to like take pictures of her for the gram versus us talking? And I was like, bro, I just don't like taking pictures. Like, I'm not a picture taking person. Like, it didn't turn out too well. She was cute, but it just did not. And she was dark. But it just didn't work out.
Yeah, like her outlook. She's like, I'm a nihilist. I was like,
hey, oh, I thought you mean like her like skin
tone. Oh, no, Chris,
like, no. Why are you telling that she dark?
No, no. See, you found her putting stuff in my nose. No,
I'm just confused. I was like, you could have said she had like a dark, you know, energy. Yeah, dark yeah.
I should have elaborated on that, but no.
She dark. Like, dark what? Dark skin?
No, there's no colorism here. No, she was just dark personality. She was like, I'm a nihilist.
I need some clarity.
Damn, people don't trust you. Look at this podcast. Damn.
It's not that I don't trust you. I just need some clarity. I need to understand what she was referring to.
Yeah, no, she was an nihilist, which I was just like, I don't have time for that. Like, I get it. Like, in the grand scheme of things, like, a meteor could come hit, we could all die. But, like, okay, I don't got time for that. Ain't nobody had time for, like, you get what I'm saying? You see how nonchalant I was with that? I'm not stressing about that because I'm trying to enjoy my life. Like, life's too short to be dark. You know what I'm saying? Like, life.
Some people are a little too rational where it's kind of like, okay, I don't want to be around you. Like, it's a little too real, too dark, as you were saying. Because, like, dog, ain't nobody. Yeah. We just want to know what flavor ice cream you wanted. You ain't had to tell us, like, we all gonna die one day.
I know. Like, yeah. I feel like sometimes people forget as adults. I remember I had these conversations with my parents, and sometimes they would forget what it was like to be a kid. Like, and even to be somebody, like, in your 20s, like, sometimes people forget, and people get really serious about things. But there are serious things that kids go through, and you should take people seriously. But at the same time, you also have to have, like, open ears. So I think one of our food for thought moments towards the end of this episode is just listen to people. Give people the time of day and try to give people respect. If there's anything that whole show Red Oaks is always talking about, is that there are some people on that show that were in their 40s that did not know what the hell they were doing and were children. And people still gave them the time of day and still listened to them. So give the time today to people and listen and try to be a friend and always be an ally to people. I think nowadays there's so much hate out there, and there's a lot of negativity on the internet, and there's a lot of anger, and there is a lot of stuff that's not right in this world, but it doesn't mean that you have to contribute to it. So be a force for good.
That's true. So, my food for thought, you know, based off the Red Oaks thing, I think it's okay, you guys. I mean, I'm probably said this in the past episode, but it's okay, you guys. Like, you're not gonna know it all at any point of your life. Like, there is literally not one moment in life where you're gonna be like, yeah, I got it all together. Like, nah. Like, when you think you have it all together, trust me, something's going to come in and it's going to, like, throw you a curveball. And you're going to be like, okay, how do I figure this out? And it's okay. You know, that's part of life. We live and we learn and we grow. So I just want to say to those people out there who are, like, you know, struggling, trying to figure it out, you'll get there. Don't become lazy and stop trying, because at that point, you didn't give up. But you'll get to that point where you figure it out, where you get things together, where you on the right track, and things will eventually pan out for the better. You just got to keep moving. I think a lot of people get so caught up in, you know, things not going right or going well, that they forget that there's still opportunity out there for them. Yeah. Because as long as you're alive, as long as you're breathing, there's still a chance for you to, like, you know, get out of this situation. And as I've really seen in my life, and even my, like, other people's testimonies, you know, trouble don't last always. So yeah, you might go through a season, and that season could be like a day, a week, a month, or sometimes years.
Yeah.
And I hate those seasons as years, because those suck.
Broke college student years are pretty bad.
a little challenging.
There are some times where it's just like, damn, you got the Mustang, I'm out here catching the bus. God damn.
But the thing is, and I can, you know, attest to this as well. Like, it don't last always. Like, back in college, I had no car. I got a whole beautiful car.
I know, he's out here whipping. That boy got the telemetric seats. I done seen it. I was like, oh, this man went from the Toyota, or you couldn't roll the windows up, to to now.
Okay, you ain't gotta put my business out there like that. You ain't gotta say all that. But yeah, I went from, you know, walking and asking people for rides and Ubering and taking buses to getting like my Toyota. You know, it was early 2000s. Now I got like this 2014 beautiful car. And
boy,
you know,
I hear women. It's chocolate brown, ain't it?
It's coming brown. Up. You know, we coming up.
Yeah, beautiful brown car.
Yeah, it's lit. So what I'm saying is, you know, anybody out there who's still, you know, struggling, trying to figure it all out, trust me. Trust me. If you don't trust anybody, please trust me. Things will get better. Trust. Mm-hmm. It just takes time. It's a learning process. That's but cool. I think this was a good conversation, man. I enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, we had a good one. There's a lot of interesting things. Yeah, that's for sure. This has been another episode of Work in Process. Sometimes it is a work in process listening to us talk, especially Christian. But nonetheless,
this is my last episode, y'all. I'm not gonna be on any other episodes after this. I'm done.
Oh man. But anyways, for real though, it was a good one. Oh, so next, I think, it's next week, isn't it? No. This week, I'm going to make it short, ladies and gentlemen. This week, The Green Knight comes out. That movie is going to be amazing. So I'll be talking about it all next week. I'm going to be talking about that. Suicide Squad comes out next week. So we're in for a treat. So I think this has been a pretty good summer pop culture wise. We didn't have Lovecraft Country. Rest in peace. Great show. Underrated.
Fucking die.
Yeah. It was a sad state of affairs. It, you know, even though it ended pretty good though.
It did what it needed to be.
Yeah, done. It did.
I'll give it that. It definitely did. And you know what's funny? Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen it. But you know what's funny? Throughout the entire season, they're like, he's going to die. And then when he actually died, I was like upset.
I was too. I was like, he had to die. He didn't have to die.
Like, y'all did not have to die.
He was
such a good character.
He was good. He stayed good. That was the thing. He stayed good. I think even though they didn't come back for a second season, I definitely think season one is, it's one of my favorite TV shows. I would say it's a perfect TV show.
It's perfect, miniseries.
Yeah, I think so. I'm glad miniseries are back because for the longest time, like, people, it was either movies or TV versus miniseries. I always like the miniseries. But yeah, so that's coming out. I think, what else? I think there's some other things coming out next month. Oh, there's a Will Smith movie that's coming out. With the Serena and Venus Williams, like their biography movie type deal comes out next month, which is crazy. So that's coming out the following week. So we have a lot of stuff coming up. So if there's anything that we've missed or any ideas that you had or stuff you'd like for us to talk about or any new shows, whether it's foreign TV shows such as Mortel, which is really good, let us know. So shoot Christian a DM because, you know, he's out here on Instagram taking his pictures, trying to look fleet, make sure his eyebrows are done.
Boy, I swear you a hater. Don't be mad because I got good skin, Levi. Don't be mad.
I'm not mad at that. I'm just saying.
You know, this some good skin over here.
That's all right. I understand. Trust me. I was just trying to get up in the morning, try to get one foot out the bed type deal. But yeah, it's been another episode of Work in Process. I'm glad you guys listened to us. Thanks again. And we'll be back next week.
If y'all need to shoot a DM, make sure to DM me at KING_XHRIS.
Yep.
And, you know, I'll get back to y'all. Thank you guys for listening, and we out.
Yep, we are. You guys have a great one. Bye.